Blog Talk Radio.
There is a word especially for you. When you think you're about to give up gas, just read your Bible, it'll tell you what to do. Be not weary, in doing well, for in due season, you're gonna reap. Yeah. Say, be not weary, in doing well, for in due season, you're gonna reap now. Say, uh-huh. Oh yeah.
Well, hello, welcome once again to our weekly internet program. I'm your host, Minister Joel Lewis, and you're listening to Free on the Inside, the internet program to inform you, to encourage you, and to challenge you to be all you could be in Christ Jesus. Not in your own skill, not in your own knowledge, but the things that God put to your hands to do, be all you could be. I am so happy to be with you once again. I'm excited. I'm on fire for the Lord here, because I wake up every morning with anticipation, looking forward to what God is going to do through me and through his people. I hope you're excited about what God is doing. It's raining where I am, but yet the sun is still shining. The Son of God is still raining richly in my life. And this morning I'd like to talk about our upcoming men's conference. I am very pleased and honored to be able to do this once again, but I don't do this alone. God allows a host of other men to join me each and every year to bring about some clarity in men's life. I say that because sometimes we struggle. We struggle with finances. We struggle with parenthood. We struggle with self-worth. And yet we have other men that they went through the same thing, but yet they more than conquerors. They say, hey, brother, God is no respecter person. What he done for one, he'll do for another. And this morning we have on the line one of our first guests. He's going to be a part of our upcoming men's conference that's going to be held on May the 21st at the 9 o'clock hour at First Free Will Baptist Church, located at 1415 Wheatland Road in the Duncanville area. We have Brother Minister Prater's on the line this morning. He's an author. He's a motivational speaker, and he have a book that is very dear to my heart, A Few Good Men. You know, and God is looking for a few good men. And at this time, we have Brother Prater be on the line. Good morning, Brother Prater. Good morning, Brother Prater.
Good morning. Good morning. How you doing today?
I'm doing great. God bless you. Thank you for being on our weekly internet program. I'm excited about what's coming up next week. Introduce yourself and tell us about your gifting and what men can expect from your presentation next Saturday.
My name is Brother Prater. That is my actual name, Brother Prater. And I'm going to be speaking about part of the things I wrote in my book called A Few Good Men, A Path to Godly Fatherhood. I talk about the responsibilities of a man, of a father. Talk about things that we deal with, things that the challenges that we may face, but also we're going to go back into looking at God's word, how to resolve issues, how to handle situations that may come up in our life, and a lot of different encouraging words that will help us to be the men that God called for us to be, the fathers that we need to be to help our families to get back in line with God.
Hey, man, that is so true, though, bro. You know, because as I grew up, man, manhood was defined differently than what I experienced as I became a man. I thought a man had to have a lot of women. I thought a man had to be abusive and always aggressive at what he's doing. But your book, brother, your book brought clarity to a man and being a responsible man, a godly man.
Yeah. Yes, thank you. Thank you. And also, we're going to be addressing that also, the definition of a father, the definition of a man. Like you said, a lot of times society distorts the definition of what a real man is, and it's totally against what God said a man is, a father is. You know, I was thinking about a few minutes ago how when we grew up, we were watching fathers, real fathers on TV were like the character of James Evans on Good Times, and, you know, took the lead role and even the discipline in the home. But now you look at some of these TV shows and the father is absent. The father is either passive. They have demasculated the men, the fathers, in our homes. And it's terrible. But God wants us to be able to bring the men back for them to be the leaders, the men that God called for them to be in the home and in the church.
Oh, that is so true. Now, you wrote this book, A Few Good Men, Path to Godly Fatherhood. Give us some of the, how many chapters you have in the book, and just hit some of the chapters, and just kind of whet our appetite and what they expect. You ain't got to elaborate on, but what are some of the things that in your book that that you're going to share with some of the men?
Okay. I have 17 chapters inside the book, and think about first chapter is A Father's Important. Second chapter, the origin of a father, the meaning of a father, the duties of a father. There's also something that says you look just like your daddy, or you act just like your daddy. That's in reference how sometimes there are some fathers who have either been rid or have a baby by a mother who really treats their child like the father. So I talk about a little bit of that in the book. Another one I have addressed about stepfathers. Stepfather, that's a role that a lot of time we don't really address in society. Stepfathers. I like to call those fathers who have stepped in and took care of the responsibility of what an absentee father has done. I like to call those stepfathers step-up fathers. So I address that, and also I put in the last chapter a lot of encouraging words pertaining to different situations that we may face in life. Even as men, we deal with low self-esteem. We deal with guilt. Sometimes pride, sometimes unforgiveness, not just towards others, but also unforgiveness towards ourselves. So there's a lot of things I speak about in the book, and just hitting a couple of key points, even us being careful of who we marry, who we date, because we as men, we carry that seed. Our seeds are our children, our future children, and we have to be careful and where we insert our seed.
Oh, that is so true. That is, you know, because sometimes we be living with some things that we say, man, I made a mistake on this. I shouldn't have ever got involved in something. And we know people like that, and we have been a part of stuff like that. But as men are being called back into the right position with God, you know, are you going to address some things that I talked to you, I know that you addressed those things, how the man can get back as he get in the right position with God to be able to reestablish with his family? Because let's face it,
yes,
the women are going on. The women are raising the kids while we're out, doing other things. We've been incarcerated. We've been addicted to drugs. We lived a life that wasn't pleasing. Now we want to get the family back, and we want to go back to our first love, which is a God, and then our wives. And then sometimes it's a challenge because you ain't been there in 10 years.
Yes.
You left when Johnny was 2, and now he's 22, and the house is almost paid, and the cars is fairly new. And now you asking me to, you asking to come back home when you just got a job last year. You've been unstable.
Yes.
You've been living from here to there, and then you telling me how to pay the bills. How do you address that to men?
Yes. Now, also, I didn't want to just speak, you know, as a minister, but also to let people know that I am in law enforcement. Also, I've been working as a correctional officer for over 22 years. And so
yes,
I see a lot of guys that they trying to reconnect with their children, with their families. And like you said, they've been so absent for so long. And it's really hard for a man to really rule behind bars.
Yes, come on,
you know,
now.
I've seen so many guys where the mother of the child bring the child to visit the father, and the father is telling their child, you need to sit down, you need to behave, you hear me? And the father talking through a glass, the father talking through bars. And the child knows daddy ain't going to come home soon, so what he doing telling me something? He can't tell me nothing. He telling me I need to act right, I need to get in line, but he ain't in line himself. You know, so stuff like that, and I'm like, wow. You know, so we're going to talk about, most importantly, being able to have the fathers to repent and forgive themselves, and also even being able to face the child, face the family, and say, you know what, I admit I was wrong, I made a mistake. I think that's one of the key things that will really help relationships in general. If we just admit, you know what, I was wrong, forgive me, I'm sorry. That sounds so small, but it makes a big impact.
You know what, Brother Frey, we got to end this interview here, but you said something that is very key, that we have to learn to admit. Sometimes it's the hardest thing in the world for men to do, especially being leaders. We do not want to admit we made a mistake. But sometimes we have to confess those faults and be faithful to kind of correct those things. Thank you very much for sharing that. I'm excited about next week. I'm excited.
Yes, we have our
co-host on the line right now. We're going to bring him in, and maybe he want to say a few words to you before we let you go. Brother Daniel.
Good morning to both of y'all.
Good morning. We have
an author,
motivational speaker on the line, Brother Prater. And so he was just talking about his book and what to expect next week. I know you've been on the line there. So any comments or thoughts regarding what he just shared with us?
Yeah, I'd like to add my own comment. I really can associate with what he's saying, but I had a lot of friends that they didn't have daddies in their lives, and I was kind of forced because my dad was with me. But when I went around my friends, they always looked like they was kind of envious of me because I had a dad in my life, and the rest of them didn't. So when you told us this while ago about how you know a lot of friends had their daddies in jail, you know, I know a lot of them like that, man. You know, basically what you said, you know, he's trying to rule from the jail cell, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You know, mine. Yeah, he can't do nothing. And the mom was about to pull her hair out, trying to make this boy act good. And then she going down there and say, you're a man, you make it mine. He can't do nothing. His head's tied up. They got him tied up, you know. They got him tied up. Or they had him tied up. And basically, some of them never came back, man, for about 10 years, man, 5 years. And finally, when he finally come back, this boy's grown. And he's still trying to use that kind of effect on them. You know, how can you tell me I'm a grown man? And basically, yesterday I was going to a lot of graduations. You know, a lot of these graduations, basically, the reason why they really start wanting to have tickets and stuff for the family to come to, because there was a lot of violence at these graduations. Because the families get together, and basically some of the fathers and stuff come to the graduations, and most of the kids don't want they don't want their daddies at the graduation, because basically this man ain't been in my life all these years, and he was going to come to my graduation.
Yeah, and
it'd be a long fight now. So basically what they had to do, they had to limit the number of tickets that they had to give some of the parents, because basically they be flat out fighting at them.
Yeah, and that is so true. Hey, Brother Daniel, we only got a few more minutes here. Thank you for those comments. You hold on here, because we're going to let Brother Prater have a closing word before we move on to our next interview. Brother Prater, what is a sentence like this here? What impact does it make in the lives of men and in your life? As you're able to talk to men, because women, let's face it, women are doing their thing. Women can come together.
But
for men to come together and address things that touches all our lives.
What kind of impact does it make? It makes a huge impact. I do want to say, you know, just as few times as a man would acknowledge his mistakes, there are fewer times that he'll acknowledge his hurt. A lot of time, men suffer in silence. And this is the opportunity for us to band together, because a lot of time, we're competitive. It's just like if we're working on a job, if we don't know each other, the first thing we'll introduce ourselves. Hello, how you doing? My name is so-and-so. How long you been with the company? Oh, I've been here 2 years. Okay, well, good. I've been here 12 years. See, there's a complex that happened because we want to feel like, you know what? Well, I've been here long. It's almost like a seniority thing, you know. But if we encounter someone that may have a higher position, or may have been at the position career longer than we have, then we like, oh, it's almost like a little intimidation or something, you know. So if we can get past all that and be true with who we are, the men that God called for us to be, and being able to go back to the leadership role that God has ordained us to be, to take responsibility and leadership of our home, our families, our church, society, and we can make a huge impact. But fathers and men, it's a very important responsibility, and it makes a huge impact towards our children. Not just our children. Some men don't have children, but even the nephews, the neighbors, you know, especially to a single mother who don't have the child's father in their life, either through incarceration or maybe through death.
Yeah, and so, that is so true. That is so. And I tell you now, before we get out of here now, tell us about your book and how we can go about picking it up, you know, because that's good reading.
Yeah, thank you. A Few Good Men. You can purchase it. You can give me a call at 214-908-3056. Or I'm on social media also, Facebook. Spell out Brother Prater, P-R-A-T-E-R. Spell out Brother, B-R-O-T-H-E-R, Prater, P-R-A-T-E-R. Or on my website, it's BP Outreach Ministries.com. And I have it for $13. And also, it's not a huge book. I know because sometimes men are intimidated by big books. It's not a huge book, but I feel like it's something that is easily digestible. And for us to, more importantly, be able to apply it to our lives and get back to reading our Bibles and praying and being in that relationship with God.
Hey, man, God bless you. God bless you. What a great interview that we had there with Brother Prater as he was talking about his upcoming conference setting with us. And we're glad to have him to be a part of our ministry team at this season here. And I'm saying ministry team because this is a ministry geared towards men and helping men out at this time. For May the 21st, and we're looking forward to him coming out, and he have a workshop. We have our workshop broke up into two sections, so he's going to have two workshops. So, men, you're not going to miss out on it. We have three shops. It's going to be active at the same time, but we're going to fix it where you can participate in a couple of them at least, because we want every man to be able to sit in and glean from what he had to offer, and also sit down and share some of their thoughts and comments, because it's a two-way. It's a two-way adventure here. Brother Prater, God bless you. Thank you for what you're doing here. And as we get ready to get on out of here, now you have a video that you put out on YouTube from time to time. How can we go to view some of the videos, see some of your clippings?
Also, I'm on YouTube also, Brother Prater, and I have my own YouTube channel. And the videos that I have on Facebook are the same ones I have on YouTube. That way, just in case anybody want to share it, it's easier to share on YouTube, and you can text it or email it to other folks. And I'll speak about various different issues, not just to men, but even towards women. The book is for women also. So I'll speak about a lot of different things on different videos. And so anywhere I can be of help, feel free to contact me, friend me on Facebook, or email me.
Hey, God bless you. Thank you very much. Looking forward to seeing you next weekend. And we'll just go from there. God bless you. You've been listening to Brother Prater and been sharing with us what we can expect next weekend at the upcoming conference. Hey, man, we got Brother Daniel still online. Brother Daniel.
Yeah, good morning.
Oh, man, what a great interview that we had there with Brother Prater there. Man, you know, he got a lot of information he's going to share with us. And we have another guest that's coming up here in a few minutes here, Eric Penton. And Eric is a financial advisor, so he's going to come on, and we're going to talk about God, man, and money. Amen, you know, and get our financial house in order. It's a part of our workshop that's coming up next week. Amen. And so, Brother Daniel, you've been a part of what we've been doing for a number of years, brother. So what impact have you been making in your life, man?
Well, basically, all these different topics. When you look at them, they really come into
affecting your life. When you sit down and you think, well, I need finance. I need to learn how to control my money. And God said that I'm not supposed to be wanting or needing for nothing if I believe in Him and I do the right thing. And my family is supposed to be together. If I be a man and I do the right thing that a man is supposed to do in his household and treat his wife right and respect his wife and live a godly life, everything should basically, it should just fall into the place.
And you would say that. Hey, Brother Daniel, hold that thought here. We got our next guest is coming up here in a few minutes, okay? It'll be Eric, okay. And he's on the road now, so we wanted to get him in here, and he's going to be our financial management workshop leader.
Hello?
Good morning, Eric. Welcome to our internet program, Free on the Inside. You're on the net.
Well, good morning to you. How are you this morning, sir?
I'm doing great, doing great. We have our co-host on the line also, Brother Daniel, but we're going to allow you to go ahead and say a few things, and we'll bring him in if time permits it. Now, Eric, now you're no stranger to our internet program. We thank you for what you've been doing. We thank you for your gift. But at this time, brother, this time, I'm always excited about this time of the year when men's come together. And you've been a part of our workshop for a number of years here. But now you have a particular role that I'm very happy to have or be a part of what we're doing. Talking about financial stability, getting our financial house in order. I like to title it God, Money, and Me. How can we equate that thing up? Because God give us everything, but yet it's my money. How can we navigate through those difficult times and realize that it all belongs to God? Talk about us about getting our financial house in order, what we can expect at the men's conference next weekend.
One of the things we talk about, and it's very important, is that you have to be stewards of God's money. One of the things that I always argue with about is people say that our money is not our money. It belongs to God. We can't take it with us. When we die, it stays here. So it obviously belongs to God. But the beauty of it is that God gives us that money because He wants us to be good stewards. You know, I've been reading some verses to talk about on next Saturday, so that we can understand that we have to have a budget, we have to have stewardship of our money, and we have to be stewards of our household. And what that means is that even when the last time some people were saying, well, my wife does this and my wife does that, well, as a household, we have to be good stewards, even with our wives, so that they understand the example that we set, so that we can actually have the funds that we need to do the things God wants us to do. Sometimes we tithe, but we don't do anything else. But the tithing isn't the only thing that He wants us to do. That's like burying it in the hole. What God wants us to do is to go out and multiply what He has for us. And so we have to understand how to do that. We have to understand having a budget so that we can maintain the stewardship. The other thing we're going to add on this time is to talk about investing. You know, not just everybody wants to do house investing, home investing. So I'm going to teach them a little bit about how to do home investing without any money down. That they don't have to have any money out of pocket. They don't have to have good credit to be able to do that. And so we're going to enable them not only to be able to be good stewards, but able to increase their income so that they'll be able to have more money to do more things for God's kingdom. And that's what we're going to really talk about, Joel. You know, it's very important. We'll hand out some booklets so that they can understand. And have that right there with them. I encourage everybody to bring a pen and paper or a tablet because there'll be a lot of information that's going to be given out so that they can take it home and use it. You know, a lot of times we go to these conferences, people go to conferences and they don't write anything down, or if they do write it down, they leave it in the pad that it was in and they never use it again. But I want to give beneficial, everyday information utilized on a daily basis so that we can move forward. And that's what we're going to be looking at.
And you know what? Last year, your conference, man, you know, men were really drawn to that conference there. That's why I'm so happy that you're available this year. Because, you know, after we've been restored, after God have, brought us back into the full fold and we're in the position that God wants us to be at that time, our financial house is in shambles. We feel like that God is mad at us and our money, you know, is just messed up. And now, with your teaching and your a seminary, you can show us how to get back, you know, get our money back in the right line with God's
right.
principles and stuff. And then, you know, as we go back to the families, a lot of times the women, they want us to be the head of the house. They want us to be able to make financial decisions. But if we
right.
don't have things in order or can't think with clarity, it's hard for them to turn that over to us. Why would I let you pay the house note when you ain't been paying the house note in 10 years? Why would I let you make financial decisions when you ain't been making financial decisions because things have been messed up in your life and you have not proved that you any better? And, you know, we can't undo what in the past, but we can just
right.
we can just do better for the future, you know? And that's something that men have to realize that, hey, yes, I messed this thing up, but God gave me the tools that equipped me to turn this thing around and to have a relationship with other guys.
Well, and that's what's gonna work. We'll all bind together and start to grow together. You know, just because you did something in the past, or just because your problems were in the past, God doesn't hold that against you. And if your wife holds it against you, you just keep going forward and plowing forward and doing the things you need to do to be able to be successful,
yeah.
so that she understands or she sees. If she doesn't come into the fold, you keep doing what you're supposed to be doing. The problem is we blame it on somebody else most of the time. Last time I was listening to people say, well, you know, she doesn't want to follow a budget. That's your fault. You know, if she doesn't follow the budget, you maintain a budget for what you bring to the table. You take care of the business that you need to take care of and maintain a budget so that if she's spending all her money, you have money set aside, or if she's spending what she thinks all your money, you have money set aside in a savings or different programs so that you can be able to maintain for your wife and for your family. If something happens to you, you know, a lot of people don't have life insurance unless they have it with their company. They don't have certain types of things unless they have it with their company. But the bottom line is, if you don't have that job, then you don't have the ability to take care of your family if something happens to you. So we have to be able to be, when I say good stewards, we have to be aware, cognizant of all the different variables that are involved in living every day, and that God gives us the opportunity to be able to move forward and do the things we need to do. So, I mean, that is very important.
True. Hey, Eric, thank you very much for being a part of what we're doing here. You know, you are no stranger to this type of setting. What benefit are you receiving and the men receiving for us coming together as men? You know, because a lot of times we'll sit around, we think that we're doing this, we're on our own. But when you look around, you see other men are facing some of the same things that we're facing. Man, that's confident assurance that I'm not in this alone. And if God be for us, who could be against us?
Amen. Amen. Well, it's a blessing to be able to come together, Brother Joel. I think men need to come together. Men need to sit around and talk about certain things. Brother Mike and I, years ago, used to go to conferences all the time, and these conferences would even be in a rural setting. And we would sit there back, and they had an agenda, but the agenda was part of it. The most important part was actually the camaraderie and talking about God and being able to understand, oh, man, my problem is this or my situation is that. But glory be to God because he's doing certain things for us. And I've always remembered those men's retreats because they were wonderful. They were wonderful. They enhanced me and my ability to grow and allowed me to understand what God has, what God has for us. You know, and so we need to do these types of things. We need to come together as men. We need to be able to come together as men and then bring our kids, our sons, and teach them how to be men. So that they can go forward too. And when we used to go, Mike would bring his sons, and we would go, and they would talk, and they learned from that, you know. And that's what we need to do. We need to move forward.
And that is so true. That is so true. Eric, thank you very much. We realize that you're on the road here, and so thank you for sharing this time with us, brother. And you be safe. And I'm looking forward to seeing you and sharing what being a part of the gifting that God has in you for you to share with the men, because guess what? I'm growing from it too, brother. I'm experiencing some things. Guess what? My finances are a lot better this year from last year because I sit in on your classes. I gleaned off of what you had, so I'm being benefited by it too. So I'm looking forward to you sharing that information with the men and with me.
Well, I appreciate that, Brother Joe. You be blessed and have a wonderful day. God bless everybody.
All right, God bless you. God bless you. Amen. We had Eric on the line there this morning, and Eric is on the road, so we didn't spend very much time with him, but he wanted to give us an insight on what's coming up for next weekend at the First Free Will Baptist Church here in the Duncanville area at 1415 Wheatland Road. And we have Brother Daniel on the line this morning, but we also have another workshop facilitator on the line here. Minister Evangelist Maurice Hunter is on the line, so he's coming up here in the next few minutes, and so we're happy to have him to be a part of what we're doing. And you, too, can call in to this program and be a part of what we're doing. That number is 310-982-4126. Again, that number that you could call the studio and voice your opinions and talk to our guests and set the platform for next weekend's show. Amen. That number is 310-982-4126. And the next voice you'll hear will be Evangelist, musician, ministry leader, Minister Maurice Hunter. Good morning, Minister.
Good morning. Praise the Lord, my brother.
God bless you. Thank you. Thank you. And you know what? I'm excited. You know, I'm on fire for the Lord, brother, because this morning we were able to bring in all our workshop facilitators, man. And it's a blessing because I realize, brother, you could be doing something else. I know you're busy. But yet you made yourself available, man, not only this weekend, but next weekend for the workshop.
Amen. Well, brother, I tell you what, I was listening to the workshops and the various guests and speakers ahead of me here. And I tell you what, I'm just fired up listening to it all. I love it. It's so practical and so beneficial. And, of course, you know, no matter how busy we are, you know, the Lord was speaking to me the other day. We always need wisdom. Wisdom, the Bible says, is the principal thing. So I'm listening to the wisdom coming from these men in those various areas all applying to our life. And I don't know how you could miss this workshop. Shame on you if you miss it.
Well, God bless you. And I was just thinking about you. You know, you're very gifted. You're a great musician, but you're also a pastor. And sometimes people, and you also have some gifting of teaching in you. And, you know, and the part of the workshop that I'm really drawn to is I always think of it as the art of praise. Because I came into the fold, man, and I became a new Christian, I didn't know that about praising God. I knew about the clubs. Amen. I knew about home, you know, parties and stuff. But when I was in a worship service, it seemed like I was bound. But once I knew you and got to know more about the presence of God, I know that was an art to praise and worship. Talk to us about that.
Well, I tell you, and I appreciate those kind words, Minister Joel. I have technology and, of course, teaching. I love the Word of God. And to me, it's all about the Word of God. And so I have bite-sized truth where we're working on. Our teaching is constantly picking up and all these. But, you know, in many ways, my heart and probably many people know me for it, art of prayer, praise, and worship, is they know me as a musician. I'm actually more of a teacher even than that.
I know. I saw that last year. I mean, you're more than just a musician because you started teaching. And you know what? Guys were asking me, I want to see more. I want to hear more. I said, wow, man. It's an art to it,
well,
brother. It's an art.
Lord.
How I love it. The art of praise, man.
Yes, the art of prayer, praise, and worship. You know, the Old Testament, there were prophets, and the prophets were also musicians. A lot of people don't realize that they had what they call a school of prophets or a company of prophets. But the music and the worship, now see, when I was, I came from being an atheist, Brother Lewis, as a young man, because I'm a rational mind thinking type person, and I was believing whatever they taught me in the science classes, but it didn't quite add up, but I still believed it because, you know, I trusted my teachers. So I came from that background, and then when I came and discovered that the Lord was real, that God is the creator of all things, that my understanding of origins was all messed up and wrong, then I found out that these people are in here that know God, and they're praising God, and they're lifting heads. They got a lifestyle that's so different from me. I mean, I'm cussing every other minute, and they're praising God every other minute. It's like night and day. And you realize that you have come into a new thing. The Bible says you crossed from darkness into the marvelous light. Well, it takes some getting used to. You know, I couldn't hardly even lift my hands because that felt weird, you know.
Yeah.
And I now understand that my pride was holding me down because in the world we're all about looking good, you know. It's all about looking good. And with God, he's not looking at you on the outside. He's looking at you on the inside.
Oh,
hallelujah.
Man.
And so that expression of praise took time for me just to be able to lift my hands. And now here it is many years later, decades later, and I've been in ministry many years, and a few years ago, the Lord said, I'm going to take you higher. I'm going to show you something else about praise and worship. I'm thinking I know about praise and worship already. You know, I've been reading it for years and studying it and doing it. He says, no, I'm going to show you more. And then that's when he began to tell me prayer. Prayer, praise, and worship is an art form. And
ooh,
so that's what I
come
teach
on now.
In the art form. I teach prayer, praise, and worship as an art form of expression. And then I talk about it in our workshop and in the praise we do as a challenge. The challenge is not to stay where you are. Where you are may be great, but the Bible says the path of the just is like a shining light. Brother Lewis, it grows brighter and brighter until the perfect day. So we got to grow in prayer, praise, and worship. We can't stay static. We can, but we won't be where God wants us to be.
Oh, that is so true. You know, I do jail ministry. I tell brothers that, you know, God expects them to grow, and these type of men expect them to grow. We don't want no spiritual midgets in the creator. You know, you stay the same place you were. You're just a midget. You ain't no growth there. And I was using that as an analogy because anything that doesn't grow is unprofitable. You cut down.
Amen.
And it's ain't anything about your praise, brother. You know, I just been saved and sanctified 5 years ago, and I'm still sitting there historic and not moving after 5 years. Wait a minute, brother. You know,
that's the Holy Ghost on the inside stirring you up. Let me say this, and I know because our time's going to run out. You know, I told you, I don't know how it's going to come across the radio, but I want you to know we're going to sing, we're going to praise, we're going to worship God, we're going to challenge you. Hallelujah, to grow in your worship. Now, panel here. One of the things I'm going to deal with, Brother Lewis, is in the last days, the Bible tells us something special is going to happen. He's going to pour out what the Bible calls the latter rain.
Yes, yes.
Hallelujah. And that's an anointing. And we read about it in the day of Pentecost. He says, he prophesied in the book of Job. That was your book, Brother Job. Hallelujah. The book of Job, he said, I'm a part of my spirit. Hallelujah. On your sons and your daughters. Hallelujah. And he said, brother, on your old men and on your young men. Hallelujah. He said, it's going to rain. Hallelujah. And we saw the beginning of it in Acts chapter 2 on the day of Pentecost.
Yes, yes.
But guess what? That wasn't the end of it, Brother Joel. It's gonna rain, and we're gonna sing a little bit of this at the conference because it's beginning to rain. Hear the voice of the Father. He's saying, "Whosoever has this water, he promised to spit it out on your sons and your daughters. If you're thirsty and dry, look up to the sky. Now that's gonna be fast. I'm not gonna have time for all that, but it's gonna have we're gonna have the drums and all in there. I'm gonna bring a friend of mine, Pastor Gregory Key, out there. Brother, we're gonna have a good time in the Lord. So I just wanted to let you know we are there to practice praise. And we're gonna talk about it, but we're gonna practice it, brother. Hallelujah.
Oh, but that's awesome. That's awesome. Right, I am so glad that you'll be a part of what we're doing here. Now, tell us now, you do some other things besides, ministering and being a part of a worship team. Now, you have some other things that's very dear to your heart, technology. Let's touch bases with that there because, that's what God has gifted us in many areas. So what? Tell us about your technology. Fortunate.
Yes, so one of my little names, you know, I got a number of names for messing around in different areas, you know, in the gaming world, I got names like Gamer 7 and Dalcine, people that know me in the video game world. That's a part of technology. But in my serious technology, I go by a tech preacher because that's TEK preacher. And you do techpreacher.com, that'll take you to me more, son. And that's going to be about how do we relate technology to what we're doing in the Christian life and in our Christian ministry. And so, well, I tell you what, there's so much to learn in the technology realm, but we want to apply it specifically to our Christian life and the ministry world and what we do in ministry. We want to grow in that capability. We're opening up, and we're just beginning to do some things over at Valley View Mall. The EWRC, the Eagles Wing Resource Center, is a business serves not only Christians, but we have a specialty for ministry and Christians because that's where our heart is. And we're going to produce, we've been producing video and media, and of course, if you got business commercials, and we especially got a network, eagleswing.org. That site, the EWA, the Eagles Wing Association, which is you and Free on the Inside, is part of that network. And we just promote and cross promote one another. We use in technology. Spreading the links and everything that we do, and we're going to learn about that. I know some people in the church are not that comfortable with it, so we're trying to help break that barrier. We'll be doing our workshops and sessions over there on a regular basis. In fact, Brother Lewis, you know, I want you to come out there because you got a lot of techie in you too, and you got a lot of background. So you're going to come out there. We're going to get you out there and share some things as well, brother. So that we'll be out. We're at the Valley View Mall. EWRC is downstairs. We'll be doing some things. You can catch us. Register if you got a Christian-owned business, a ministry, anything, eagleswing.org. You can register free. If you want a premium deal, you can get it very cheap out there and upgrade your listing. So we got a lot of stuff going in the technology realm, but we got a mission. We got a mission to share technology. I've been in it 30-plus years. That's my degrees in it, et cetera. We got a mission to spread the use of technology across the body of Christ at a greater level. It's already being used, but we need to go up higher. Amen. Just like our praise life, we got to go higher, brother. We can't stay where we are.
That is so true. I have my co-host on the line here. I'll let, he's going to come in. He may have some comments regarding what you just said. Brother Daniel.
Amen. Amen.
Brother Daniel. Good
morning. How you doing?
Good morning. We have a musician, minister, Hunter on the line here. Amen. So he's encouraging us. He's letting us know what we can expect next weekend at the men's conference. And I really love his take on the gospel. I love his teaching.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Yeah.
Reverend Lewis, I'm going to ask a question. In the beginning that Lucifer was a minister of music.
Yes.
In heaven, and he led the heavenly choir. And the main problems that basically what happened in the beginning was an argument over worship and music. Because, you know, Satan was he just wanted to rule it all. He just wanted to do everything over God. And so what I'm saying now in these days and these times that I'm seeing that all this music and these musicians are doing some of the things that really to me and the other people I have talked to, it's not really in the imagery of God.
Mm-hmm.
You know. Basically, you know, I look at some of these Stellar Award shows. I see the people on there. I see them dressed in all kind of ways. And basically, I think I'm looking at one of the MTV Award shows, you know. It basically, if you say one thing and you do another thing, basically I can't see how you really represent the God, you know.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
You're not really... You're trying to keep up with the world. And now, I might be wrong for saying this, but basically,
saying,
when you first started being a believer, you say you was an atheist. And basically, what I'm saying, that's basically what keeps some people from wanting to accept the word of God, because they see a lot of people saying one thing, and then I see them doing another thing, and how can I be with you when I see you doing that, you know? Man,
you're a hypocrite. Let Minister Hunter address that, and then we'll come back on that on Ray. And that's pretty good, though, Brother Daniel, because people need to hear it. That's why we said the art of praise, that's way of doing things, a godly way.
Yeah.
Talk to us, Minister Hunter.
Well, I mean, that's a very good word, and really I share a lot of my brother's feelings on that. In fact, I mean, I love all the gospel stuff, and I love gospel music, and me and my wife and I would sit down. We've been married 31 years. We'll watch some of those shows together, and especially Sunday Best, and, man, I enjoy it. But the thing about it is I'm not kidding myself. I don't know what's going on in the lives of all those people. And sometimes you hear about it later, and you're very disappointed. Because you go, oh, my God, you know, that's a great gospel singer, and they've been found doing this or about that. But you know what? I'm going to say something to you now. You said Lucifer's main problem, the first problem, was actually not because he wasn't a gifted musician, which he was, but the Bible says it was his pride. See, pride
yes.
is where he fell. So Now that music becomes something that he can be proud of, but so can many other things. People are proud of their money, they're proud of their accomplishments, they're proud of this, they're proud of their looks, they're proud of, and so that pride was the problem. But here's the beauty: we can't give away anything to the devil. See, God is the one that gave that music; it don't belong to the devil. Now he's using it, but hallelujah, we got to take it back from the devil. Whatever the enemy can do, the real and genuine people of God can do better. And the fact that there are people that are not necessarily walking it doesn't mean that those of us that are really real about this thing have to let it go. No, we don't let it go. We don't let it go at all. What we have to do, the Bible says, contend earnestly for the faith that was once given to the saints. We got to fight over that thing. We take it back from the devil. That's what
yeah.
we do. Same thing with the technology. You know, we don't give them the technology. We know there's all kind of bad stuff online and on the Internet. But we don't give it to the devil. We going into that space, and we taking it back from the devil by
yeah.
glorifying God with those very tools that he gave us. We
yeah.
don't give it over to the enemy. And so that's the way we're approaching that, brother. We want to be part of the solution. I can't just sit back and complain about the problem. Everything you said is so true. But what are we going to do about it?
Yeah.
That's what this conference is about. We're taking it back. We want to grow in prayer, praise, and worship. We want to grow
yeah.
in our music. And we want to bring it to the true and anointed people of God and let us express it. Amen?
Amen.
Oh, that
Amen.
Is so true. Well, I always refer to it as the art of praise because, as you said, a lot of times we see things and if we know how it's supposed to be done, we know that's not right. You know, and so that give us an idea of what's going on. So I want to thank you there, Minister Hunter, for being a part of this internet program for this morning here.
Praise
thank
God.
You for your gift. And as we get ready to end this portion of the interview, as
right,
we come together, and I'm going to ask you the same question I asked the other men. What are you receiving, and what are you giving out compared to getting men together? As men come together, that's power. What benefit are
yeah.
you getting as you see men coming together and worshiping and learning techniques and financial and home, you know, and home stewardship and things of that nature?
Well, you know, and that's why I did that song, brother. Speaking in the rain, you know,
I love it.
Because I see that God is preparing us for that rain. Hallelujah. And we're seeing that the things going on in the world and in the country, and we can't go up on a roof and put on a robe and say, you know, come get me, Lord. The Bible said, occupy till I come. And the men especially have to step up. And so we got to step up in our society now and be ready for this latter-day rain that God's and we're preparing ourselves. Hallelujah. So that's what I see. And everything in this workshop and what you're doing is a part of that preparation. I believe God at work in this workshop, my brother.
Amen. God bless you. We're looking forward to you coming out next week and sharing your gift. Brother Daniel will be there, and myself, a host with a host of other guys, and we just want to glorify God, and we want to put
Amen.
Some things in. We want to continue to build on the platform that was laid, and how God is calling men to be the head of the house, to be leaders in the community, in the church, or in on jobs in the community. And thank you for what you're doing. And now, if someone would like to keep up with you, give us some information right quick. So someone like to just keep up with you or may even want to be a part of what you're doing.
Well, the simplest way right now, brother, and you're out there with me, of course, Free on the Inside Radio is one of our registered contacts over on Eagles Wing. That's Eagles Wing, just one wing, .org. And register, you can take the free registration or get a premium one if you want those extra features. But it's anything you're doing that's Christian related. Register your business, register your ministry, your church, register if you cut laws, whatever you do, we want to promote and we want to cross network with one another. And that's the easiest way right now. It's very quick and easy, and we're going to connect. You will connect with all of us. Connect with Brother Lewis. We all connecting out there. We're building that network. Eagleswing.org, the Eagles Wing Association.
Well, God bless you. Hey, thank you for this morning. It was a great interview. Looking forward to seeing you next weekend on the 21st of May in the Duncanville Area First Free Will Baptist
Amen.
Church.
Amen. I'm excited. Brother Lewis.
Well, God bless you. Looking forward to seeing you. And we're going to end this portion of the interview. Again, thank you very much, and we'll see you next week, okay?
God bless you. We'll see you out there.
All right. God bless you. Oh, what a great interview that we had there with Evangelist Minister Maurice Hunter. Amen. He shared with us about the art of praise. Amen. We got our next guest that's coming up here in a few minutes. Brother Daniel.
All right, Dick Luke. All right.
All right, God. Hey, man, what a great question that you asked, brother. Thank you very much. And sometimes we need to hear these things here, man. That's why we say the art of praise, brother. You know, we have to know that some things is right and some things is wrong. But if you know the precepts and the principle of God's word, you'll know in order. You know the right order. Now, we're going to have our next guest that's going to come up here in a few minutes. It's Coach Stephon Johnson. He's going to be a part of our workshop next weekend. We're dialing him in right now. Amen. So he should be coming up here in short. Now, Brother Daniel.
Yeah.
All right. Then we got Brother Stephon to be up here in a few minutes. Then afterwards, we'll close out with your take on the show.
You have reached the voicemail box of 469-222.
Okay, then, Brother Stephon ain't a bell. Now, Brother Dan, talk to me now, man. What can we expect out of you next weekend?
Oh, man, you can expect me, man. I'll be rolling that camera next week. I'll be taking the video, a little video and a lot of pictures.
All right. Well, great, man. And I tell you what, then we got we're gonna call up Brother Stephon one more time here and see if we can get him in here. And now, Brother Daniel, now you've been with us for a while, brother. We thank you for what you've been doing. You're very gifted at what you do, and you're a musician. You're a praise leader in your own way, and you know how important it is to go before God in song and praise.
Well, basically,
Hello. Good morning. Good morning, Coach Johnson. You're on the net.
Okay. How are you?
I'm doing great. Here. I have my co-host on the line here, Brother Daniel. But at this time here, you get the mic, okay?
All right. Thank you. Thank you.
Again, thank you. We're speaking with Coach Johnson, Stephon Johnson, former NBA basketball player, a coach at Dallas Christian College, and they won the national championship. Congratulations, Coach.
Thank you. Thank you, Joel. I appreciate that.
So tell us now, Nick, you're going to be one of our keynote speakers next weekend at the conference now. What are you going to be able to share with the man? Give us a little glimpse of what's going on and get them excited and get them stirred up to come on out.
Well, I think the main thing I'll just talk about is just, you know, a state of the union, if you will, of how we as Christians are called and how God has us on different assignments and how it's important that we're obedient to those assignments and how we keep ourselves humble in our day-to-day walk and make sure that we're walking a life of Christ that will be an example to the people around us. Not trying to be holier than thou or, you know, anything like that, but basically just saying, hey, I make mistakes, but Jesus is my insurance policy. Jesus is my everything. And that's how I walk and that's how I live. And we can show people around us that that's where our faith is and that's how we overcome the adversities of life. Not that we are preaching prosperity or preaching anything other than our lifestyle that we live in. And then the main thing I want to talk about, you know, for young people right now, young African-American men that are ending up in the system, is this: how that you need to find a mentor. And if you don't find a mentor, you need to allow someone who is trying to reach out to you in some way to mentor you. If they're reaching out to you, it may mean they care, you know, because most people now, they just think, they've taken the attitude that don't even try to talk to young people. They're not going to listen. And I think when we get to that mindset, I think we're in deep trouble. And I think we have to have our hearts set on doing what God asks us to do, regardless of what our mind is telling us that, you know, how somebody might be receiving it. So it's just basically just a state of mind, heart set, mindset, and your skill sets will lead to the success that God has called you to.
Hey, man, that is so true. And I know you have a passion for our young men, because I thought you're a coach. And you're not only coaching them physically, but you're coaching them mentally. You're getting their mind directed and focused on things. You've been at one of our sitting over at the Cottrell House, and now you're in the college environment, and you see the two differences, but yet they're going the same path. Some people looking for athletic to be successful. Some people looking for their lifestyle to be successful. How are you able to navigate through those two facets of life to let our young men know that they can be successful doing it?
Well, that's
way.
A good question. That's a great question. I just mentioned heart set. You know, the Bible tells us about all the issues of life come from the heart. We have to, our heart has to be right, you know, and right don't mean we can fix it. Right means we have to surrender it to something and to someone who can help us with our heart set. Our heart set and our mindset are healthy, meaning we're receptive and we're humble. Our skill sets can now allow us to have what you call success. I'm very, very careful about how I use the word success, because it's been misused, like friend and love and so many other things. Success,
yeah.
You can define success and you can describe success. Success is a word now that people don't look for the real definition of success, because the real definition of success is, where have you come from and where has God brought you to? Where is he taking you to from where you started? That's success to me, because now you're on path to what God has planned for you. But if you're measuring your success, meaning a description of what you see your neighbor has or what the world say you need to have, that's a description of success. And that can get you in trouble.
That's so true.
So I'm very careful how I use
the
words.
You were sharing, I was just thinking, we ain't got but a few minutes. I share with young men, and you just hit on something about success is not tied up in the thing that we accumulate or the success that we have in life. You know, because those things can be taken away. Because, you know, as a professional athlete, you can have money, you can have reputation, you can have notoriety, but that don't mean you're successful.
No, not at all. You know, when you start looking at success and you don't understand what God is calling you to, and God is calling you to, you're going to have some disappointments in your life. You're going to have quite a few disappointments. You're going to have more failures in your life than you actually going to have successes that you can actually put your hand on. God gives us success to breathe. And everything we do, you know, if God is tallying it up, we got way more successes than we have failures. If we tally it up, we look around and we're saying, wow, it seems like I'm failing at everything I'm doing. And we're measuring ourselves based on what we are not accomplishing, or what we're not having that immediate first-time success in. Success to us, the Lord, starts in small increments. And it's how many times can you overcome the adversities that you face. That's real success. If I could get young people to start looking at success like that, that's a different way of looking at it.
That is so true. Hey, Coach, as we get ready to get out of here, I want to thank you for making yourself available to be a part of our internet program this morning here, Free on the Inside. And I have a sense that you have that freedom because, you could do the thing that that God puts your hands to do. You're not based on your on past mistakes or past failures. You have that freedom. And you're willing to share it with other men. Now, as you was coaching young men, and we'll say this here for next week, I want you to think about it, how you could just navigate them to be successful in every facet of life. At basketball, winning a national championship was great, but it's more to life than just that. And you know about it. You've been places. You've seen things. But the most success that you ever had probably was just being input into someone's life.
Exactly right. And I want to encourage everybody that's listening right now, if you can, hopefully, you know, Joel, you can work it. I know you work your magic where if you can't attend, you know, this big event that I'm so proud to be a part of, if you guys can't attend, I really want to encourage you to listen in and just hear what God is doing for some of these young people and from some of the people who are attending. And just want to send out a prayer for everyone out there. You know, just know that God has your best and he has a plan for you. And it may not be working out right now the way you plan, but if you stay faithful and you trust him, it's going to work out in the end for you.
Hey, man, God bless you. God bless y'all. What a great interview that we had that with Brother Stephan. We have Brother Daniel here on the line here. He may want to say something, and then we'll wrap this here up. Hey, man, Brother Daniel.
All right. How you doing, Brother Josh?
We got
Coach Jones on the line
there, so we're getting ready to wrap this up. You care to make any comments or anything regarding what he just shared?
Yeah. It's wonderful that a former athlete and a man of God has basically turned his life over to God, because as I've been looking at most of these players I've seen in the NBA lately, and I be seeing a lot of this TV stuff. I be seeing a lot of this imagery of these players that basically seem like to me like they were around in limbo, man. They can't really express their feelings about how they feel about God, because they got this imagery on TV. They got to be macho. You got to be a certain way, and you can't really show your opinions, how you feel about loving Jesus. And so, basically, you see this imagery now of rap singers. You know, I've been working at a lot of these games and college games and NBA games and like, and what they play a lot of this rap music. You know, at the halftime when the players practicing, they practice on these songs and these tunes. And basically, I look at it and I say, why is that the norm or imagery that they want to portray on these athletes? They supposed to be cool and I look at it. Why that imagery? You know what I'm saying? Can you add to something that, Brother Johnson?
Well, the image is not necessarily I hear you. God tells us to allow his Holy Spirit to have presence, to come upon us. The Holy Spirit, once we accept Christ, is in us at all times. But when the Holy Spirit comes upon us, it's when we can do the same power that raised Jesus from the dead is the same power that God gives us to walk around every day. This is an amazing power that we can walk in. It's a surrender of God's power versus surrender of man's power. That's the problem since the beginning of time with Adam and Eve. It's when we get away from God's power and try to walk in our own power, you can be led in all kind of directions. So the spiritual battle is not limited to just us. The spiritual battle is going out to the people that influence us and our children. So it's not these individual athletes who are bad or the people who are leading them that are bad. They're just misled. They don't understand the power of God. So that's what our job is. That's why we're called, and that's what the Great Commission is that we can no longer walk around and complain, or we're going to have more people like Donald Trump. We're going to have more problems in the world with people who are adamantly and diametrically opposed to everything that we are. And eventually they will start persecuting Christians. If what we see with ISIS, it can come right here with us, and it don't have to be ISIS. It could be the reforming of the Ku Klux Klan and things like that. So we are our athletes. And our entertainers, they influence everyone. So we have to try to, some kind of way, through a 6 degrees of separation, influence these people to keep them from creating and projecting those images to our kids and to our society. And if we can't do that, we just have to just turn off the TV or just turn off those athletes that are entertainers that have negative messages. And even coworkers, toxic coworkers. It can come in so many ways. The enemy is very clever in how he gets his message out there. But that's a very great, that's a very good observation on your part. But it's an image that the world has, and images can be shattered. But when we have the presence of God on us and with us, it's eternal. It can't be moved.
Amen. God bless you. Thank you for those comments. Thank you, Brother Daniel, for the great question. Coach, we are ready to end this portion of our show. Thank you very much. Looking forward to seeing you next week. We realize that you have a lot going on, so thank you for allowing, thank you for spending time with us this morning. Also, next weekend on the 21st, we're looking forward to seeing you and to be able to receive some of the things that God has blessed you with regarding our men's and this type of setting. God bless you. Looking forward to being there next week and continue this relationship that God have started from the very beginning. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, brother.
God
Thank
bless
you,
you.
And God bless you. Have a great day. Brother Daniel,
All
you
right,
have a great God. Day. Keep me in your prayers.
Okay.
Amen. God bless you, though, Brother Daniel. We're about ready to get out of here, Brother Daniel. We want to thank you for being part of what we're doing. Free on the inside. Oh, I love that, brother. That freedom that allows you to work you as. It's a freedom for a lot of people this morning here. We've been having interviews from our upcoming workshop facilitators. We had Brother Prater was on the line. We had Eric. We also had Maurice Hunter. Then we had Stephon Johnson. These are men that are very gifted and talented. These are men that God have placed in the ministry to encourage other men. These are men that have made some mistakes, but yet they're still faithful. And we all have made some mistakes, but we're faithful to what God has put our hands to do. We have Brother Daniels on the line this morning. He's our co-host. He's our photographer, and he helps us keep things in order. Thank you, Brother Daniel, for your gift. And, brother, the show will never be the same without you. So I thank you for for spending time with us and for allowing us to be a part of your morning.
Okay, I appreciate that, Brother Lewis. Sometimes I go out during the week, man, trying to plan basically what I'm trying to say and what I want to relate to on some of these topics. And basically, God just gives it to me as soon as I get on this telephone.
All right, that's great. That's great. Brother Dan, we got to get out of here, man, because we want to be faithful to the time that's allowed to us here. And so we would like for you to close us out in a word of prayer if you would like to, and then we'll pick this up next weekend and looking forward to seeing you. Next weekend we will not be having a live show out because we'll be over at the men's conference. We may do a little something at the men's conference. But we'll let God decide on that. So looking forward to us coming together once again with more great guests. And I encourage everyone to be strong in the Lord. Brother Daniel, close us out in a word of prayer.
Heavenly Father, we ask you to bless these speakers, bless their mouths and bless their minds, and bless them to be able to touch the people that they meet next week. I want you to protect them and guide them as they get there. Let the words protect them from the spirit of evil. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray, amen. And we stay free on the inside. Help us to be free on the inside.
Amen. God bless you. You've been listening to Free on the Inside, a weekly internet program to inform you, to encourage you, and to challenge you to be all you could be. You've been listening to myself, Minister Joel Lewis, and also my co-host, Brother Richard Daniel. Looking forward to seeing you next week and looking forward to what God is going to do to each and every one of us. Be a blessing to someone. Share the love of God through your daily activities, and be safe until we meet again. In the name of Jesus, amen. God bless you, Brother Daniel.
Amen.
We'll talk later.
See you later.